USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Judiciary Committee is working out the final details on its articles of impeachment against President Trump. During evening debates, Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler said abuse of power and obstruction of Congress cannot be overlooked.
And so, with a heavy heart, but clear in my duty to our country, I support these articles of impeachment.
Ranking Republican Doug Collins calls the entire impeachment process a farce.
The real legacy of this impeachment hearing will not be the removal of Donald Trump as president. In fact, if anything, they see the majority for what they are, on a three-year vendetta.
The committee is getting ready to vote on whether to accept or reject the articles of impeachment. The legal team for the whistleblower is now preparing for the possibility that Republican lawmakers will call their client to testify in the Senate trial. This is USA Radio News.
Hi there, this is lifestyle journalist Clint Carter, and I've got a hot gift for you this year. When you're tired of buying the standard old ties for the guys in your life, check out the 3M WorkTunes Connect Hearing Protector. Now, the primary function here is to protect your ears from those hazardous sounds coming off of lawnmowers, miter saws, snow blowers, anything that can cause hearing damage. And what the 3M WorkTunes do, in addition to blocking those noises, is they offer Bluetooth. So while you're blocking off dangerous noises, you can stream music or podcast, anything you want to listen to. They also have hands-free calling. So when a phone rings and somebody's out in the yard listening, they don't have to take off your gloves. You don't have to fish in your pocket for a phone. You just hit accept on the outside of the earmuff and you start talking. So really cool product, a lot of functionality. You can get it at Amazon, Walmart, Lowe's, or your local hardware store.
New Jersey Attorney General Gerber Greewall says the initial evidence recovered in Tuesday's deadly shooting in Jersey City shows a very disturbing picture.
We've obtained digital and documentary evidence, which we are currently reviewing for indications about the suspect's possible motives. We've recovered numerous firearms from the scene, and we're processing ballistics evidence. We also recovered a pipe bomb.
President Trump denounced the attack and anti-Semitism at a Hanukkah reception at the White House.
With one voice, we vow to crush the monstrous evil of anti-Semitism whenever and wherever it appears, and we're working very hard on that. And I can tell you that we have a lot of people in government working very, very hard on that.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 29 points, the S&P 500 up 9, and the NASDAQ up 37. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I join. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The family of an 18-month-old girl who fell to her death off a cruise ship is suing Royal Caribbean. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Her grandfather, Salvador Anello, says the child went to touch the glass window, but it turns out the window was open. Chloe's mother, Kimberly Wieglin, blames Royal Caribbean.
I would like to say that Royal Caribbean played a major role in the death of our child. There is no reason for this ship to have walls of glass surrounding the 11th floor with portions that open. If that condition did not exist, Chloe would still be here.
Wieglin and the family attorney, Michael Winkelman, want Royal Caribbean to respond.
The hope is that Royal Caribbean does something to fix these windows. I know this ship is supposed to go in for refurbishment shortly. Fix it. Fix it. Change the windows. Put a warning. Do something. Kids are not supposed to die on cruise ships.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
One of the nation's first sons has something to say about Time Magazine's choice for Person of the Year. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Time selected 16-year-old Swedish climate activist Greta Thunberg as its choice. Donald Trump Jr. taking to Twitter shortly after the announcement to express his disapproval that she won, calling her a marketing gimmick. He says that the Hong Kong protesters should have won instead. Time's editor-in-chief stands by the decision, calling Thunberg the biggest voice on the biggest issue facing the planet right now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.